Good afternoon, morning, early evening to all of you on this beautiful April 6th of 2021. I am Sa'arala, living in Florida, and I'm part of the ground crew. You've been listening to Anna Larai, our voice, who comes from Vancouver Island. Her husband Christian is also on Vancouver Island. Paula joins us from Montana, Eureka, Montana, and Maria from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the biggest and most beautiful part of our whole ground crew, our Mother Gaia surrounds us all. And that makes up the ground crew of the Alchemy Collective. And I will pass you back on. Oh, I forgot. I almost forgot. Catherine is having a birthday on April 8th. She is part of our Heart Collective, and we always like to honor our Heart Collective by wishing them a happy, happy birthday. So, beloved Catherine, have a lovely day. And now I'll pass you on to Anna Lorai.
Thank you, Sarala. Welcome, everybody. It's nice to be here, and thank you. Christian and I were away last week, so that's why there was no global meditation, but we're glad to be back today. And a couple of quick announcements. So you may have heard that April 2022, so a year from now, we have planned and booked our next physical gathering for Mexico. And so we're going to go back to Mar de Jode, where we've been three times before. And if you want to join us in April 2022, we'd love to have you join us down there. When we do a physical gathering for the week in person, it's really spectacular. And then with everything this year, what we the Alchemy started doing this year, our second one is coming up in May 14th weekend, is what they call Heart Sanctuary Weekends. We've only had one of them. It's Friday night for 3 hours Pacific time, Saturday, 3 hours in the morning, a break for lunch, and I think about 3 hours in the afternoon, and then Sunday morning. And it's all recorded, and so you can jump in and out if it doesn't work with your schedule. And it is a combination of divine service and assistance for us on the individual level. And the very first one was a few months ago, and I'll be quite honest, it was really all about gifts for us. And it was pretty amazing. They gave us a new diamond light came through that is helps you with accelerating your path. And we received other gifts that really supported us along our personal journeys. So I would say that the Heart Sanctuary Weekends are really well worth it. And that's available on the Alchemy's website. So on my website, sparklesoflove.love, I have, just to let everyone know, I have a special this month, and that is 25% off all recordings. And when Christian and I were going through the website, I was shocked to find out there's over 100 different recordings there. Everything from the Lord Shiva Advanced Chakra Program to full moons to messages from the Enlightenment ones. And what we also did is I counted, and there are more than 77 beings of light or collectives that I've channeled that are still on the rec a valid recordings on the website. So for the month of April, the code for 25% off is Joyful April, all one word. And just so you know, the Heart Sanctuary Weekend that we had in February is also on there. So if you want to purchase that, you can do that through my website, sparklesoflove.love. And we've updated the website, so there's three or four free meditations on there. You'll find my blogs and lots of other information. So there you go. That is at my website. And then this coming Friday at 11 in the morning Pacific will be the next class of group healing. And that's with Dr. Lorfen and Archangel Raphael, where you come and you go into the vortex and work on yourself. So it's a great way to help hold your energies as in these times. All right, so let's move forward and see what the alchemy has for us today. So let's begin by connecting to the light and just see, feel, or sense as we bring that pure source light in. And as we have on the screen, remember that now and forever, you are the light. You are the light. So just see or feel as we bring that pure source light in. And just expand your heart. And just see or feel before you a golden disc. And as you step upon it, just feel as it takes you up, up, up to the alchemy's field. And for those of you with us the first time, it's this beautiful field with long grasses and wild flowers and big, large trees on either side. But if you look way down the field, you'll see the most magnificent crystal. It is quartz-like in texture and color, and it's the alchemy's home crystal. And they ask everyone to come down and stand around this beautiful crystal. Greetings, beloved ones. We are the alchemy, and it is our pleasure to be present with you this day. We call forth on ribbons the one you know as Annalarai, the Christian one, and Mother Gaia to step into the crystal, as they connect their hearts so that we may run our energies through them simultaneously. And as many of you know, we work only in group consciousness, and so we shall create a group heart that we will dissolve at the end of our time together. So see or feel now as we begin to run a purple ray or ribbon through the heart and body of Annalarai. And it comes out her heart and it consciously connects with your heart chakra to begin creating this group heart. So simply just receive. And you don't have to worry, you won't feel or experience the energies of anyone else. This is just to create the group. And see or feel now as a golden ray comes down through the body and the heart of the Christian one. And it consciously comes out his heart and connects directly with yours. And now an emerald green ray comes out the heart of Mother Gaia from within the crystal and connects with yours. And see or feel now as a white diamond light ray comes down and through Annalarai, and it consciously connects with your heart. It moves out the back of your physical body and it moves all the way moving to the right, all the way around the whole group, and connects once again in the back of your heart. And this is whether you are with us live or listening to this as a recording. Beautiful, beloved ones. Beautiful. And just expand and allow your hearts to grow. And you are around our crystal. You are still upon your golden discs. And beneath that is a golden platform, our stable energetic platform. And you will see or feel 11 rings of angels around this whole crystalline platform. And coming forth now is an enlightened one or an ascended master. and they join you on your golden disc, and they connect consciously with your heart to support you this day. And just see or feel now as an individual angelic being also joins you on your golden disc, and they connect with their heart with yours and the enlightened one. And also joining you on your golden disc is what we call the star sphere beings. They are spherical beings of light from another time and space. And should you wish, they agree during this time to merge with you. Should you wish, you do not have to. And what this does is they hold open your energy field a little more so that you may receive more of the energies. That is your choice, and otherwise they will simply connect you from the outer rim. So feel now as the star sphere being comes and connects with the ascended master, the angelic being, and with you. Yes, please merge with me now. And we begin to run the diamond light through you, the pink, the white, and the gold. And it will go through in the cocktail that is most appropriate for you. And we remind each of you, beloved ones, that you can call forth, you must do it consciously, on the diamond lights for up to 30 consecutive minutes per day. Up to 30 consecutive minutes per day. And you may ask for white or pink or gold or any combination, or simply ask your highest self for the best. And you may do it at bedtime. We say do not do it while you are driving. You may do it in the daytime, but it is 30 consecutive minutes outside of any time that you spend with us in recordings or on our meditations, or outside of time that you spend with Anna Lorai if she is doing a session with you. And these are the only diamond lights that are available. The pink, which you call forth, the pink is for the physical body, and the white is the base, and the gold is the healing. And we remind you that the diamond lights are the newest levels or waves of ascension energy, and they carry the codes of remembrance of who you are at all levels to assist you in your own awakening, to assist you and Mother Gaia on the planetary shift. And the pink and the gold only go into you in the physical. The white and the other colors will also go into the grids. And for those of you, someone is asking, we already asked permission before we started at the very beginning. So that has already been done. For we always want your conscious consent. So we thank you for this, beloved. And we remind you with the diamond light, you cannot set a timer like you can for your alarm clock. You must consciously call on it each day. And those of you who joined us for the first Alchemy Heart Sanctuary, there was another diamond light given there that you are also utilizing. And some of you will remember that last session, 2 weeks ago, a new diamond light came forth, and that is the peach Diamond Light. And if you have not listened to that, we would suggest that you listen to that recording. And the Peach Diamond Light is the diamond light of alchemy, of transformation. And so just feel now as we begin to run the Peach Diamond Light through you. It is quite strong, so we shall do only a little bit to start. And the angelic one, the enlightened one, and the star sphere being are all supporting you. And just allow this pink diamond light to this peach to flow through you. Simply receive, beloved ones. Simply receive. And it continues to move down through your bodies, through the chakras, through the organs, through all of the body systems. And wherever you are right now on planet Earth, whatever country or city or community, we ask you now to consciously connect to the unity grids. And they are 6 feet or 2 meters below the Earth's surface. So right where you are, just imagine that below the knees, the legs get very long. And your feet now touch the unity grids. The angel, the enlightened one, and the star sphere being continue to support you. And we ask you to allow this energy, this diamond light, carrying the waves of remembrance, carrying the highest vibrations for the change, and carrying the energies of transformation, move now into the unity grids. And just allow this to continue to flow through you. The pink and the gold and the white are running through you as well to support the physical body. And we ask you to consciously to be conscious. You are emptying the mind. You are not putting any thoughts of what the change looks like. It is just this vibration that is running through. This peach diamond light, the peach diamond light. And some of you have asked, may you call on the pink or the white or gold diamond light for others? And we say to you, beloved, no. This has to be a conscious choice of each soul. So we would invite you to send them to listen to one of our recordings with the diamond lights. For it will make more sense when they feel it the first time. And then they may consciously call on it themselves up to 30 consecutive minutes a day, but only the white or the pink or the golden or any combination thereof. No, when you, yes, we know with painting it might be one thing, but you're combining the white and the gold, and the pink does not give you the peach diamond light in the energetics. And continue to allow this beautiful peach diamond light to gently move through you and into the unity grids. And we share with you, beloveds, that each time you do this, you are always receiving. That you are not just a conduit, you are receiving this for your own energetic benefit, as well as Mother Gaia, as well as the unity grids. And this is the way we work, beloveds. It is always that you receive as well. Right now, you are simply running. The peach diamond light is going into the grid. It is the only one going into the grid right now. And now we are going to ask you on your golden disc to travel to a favorite place of nature outside of where you live. It could be anywhere on planet Earth. It is a place of nature, not a city, and it is a favorite place of yours. It is outside where you live. It is not in the community you live in. And you're going to travel on your golden disc with the angel and the enlightened one and the star sphere being. And you are going to, as you come down, you're going to connect once again to the unity grid, and the peach diamond light continues to flow. So travel now on your golden disc to a favorite place of nature, not where you live. And for those of you who are wanting specifics, we laugh at you, but we would say it has to be at least 1 hour from where you live. How about that? It can be much further away, it can be across the world. But the important thing, let the mind go, just travel to a place of nature that you love, and allow this peach diamond light to continue to flow through you, receiving the benefits, and into the unity grids. And no, you do not know what energies of change are being carried. You do not know what alchemical processes are being started. You are simply allowing this to move through you and into the unity grids. You are also receiving. But again, you do not know what alchemical processes or changes result of this. It is the beginning of these energies for you. Your highest self knows, and that is what is most important. For the human mind is too constricted and easily distracted to be responsible for these things at this moment. And the peach diamond light continues to flow through you. And those of you who have chosen to merge with the star sphere being may be feeling that expansion beyond your norm. As more of the peach diamond light flows into you with the expansion, is received on a cellular level, and more runs through you into the unity grids here in this favorite place of nature. And if you find this, beloved, if the peach is a little too strong for you, just let the Enlightened One or the Ascended Master know, and they will dilute it. And we are going to run another diamond light now through you, along with the peach, here in this place of favorite place of nature. And so feel now, as it is 50% peach diamond light and 50% crystal clear diamond light. And this crystal clear diamond light is the energies of the future. It is the energy of the future. And we never say how far in the future. It is the energy of the future. So the energy of change and the energy of the future moving into you, into your chakras, into your physical body, your energetic fields, your physical systems, the nervous system, and the elimination system, and the skin, and the endocrine systems, so many different. The blood vessels, and the bones, and the muscles, the eyes, and the brain, the reproductive systems, all receiving the crystal clear and the peach diamond lights simultaneously. And it flows through you and down your body and legs into the unity grid. And continue to allow your receiving as well, beloveds. Let your thoughts go. Simply be present and receive these energies and allow them to move through you and into the unity grids. And the unity grids are just as they sound. They are energetic grids that hold the vibrations of unity for the transformation of planet Earth. And one part of the Great Awakening, just one, there are others, is the moving out of separation into unity. And these unity grids hold important vibrations and energies to support this transformation for humanity and for Mother Gaia. And of course, we would say that another part of the Great Awakening, and we've never stated these things in this manner before, is the raising of your own vibration and the remembering of who you are on all levels. Beautiful, beloved ones, beautiful. Continue to allow, receive. If you're tired, just ask for support from the angels or the enlightened ones. The more you can hold this right now, the better it is for what we are doing. There are times, moments of time energetically that occur that allow more of the diamond light, more of the waves of ascension energies to move into the planet. And this is one of these moments. And it doesn't mean that you have to know how the stars are aligned or all of those things that you look at. We ask you just to trust us and feel it, that this is one of these moments that you can do more by simply allowing all this diamond light to flow into the grids and through you. And of course, you receive more as well. We would say in this moment, there is less resistance. Beautiful, beloved ones, just continue to allow. We know this is quite strong. It will only be a few minutes more. We ask you to stay focused. You are in a favorite place of nature. The peach diamond light and the crystal clear diamond light are running through you in a 50-50 proportion into the unity grids. There is on your golden disc an enlightened one or ascended master, an angel, and the star sphere being of which some of you have merged with. And your golden disc rises now when your legs become the normal length as you detach from the unity grid. And the golden disc rises and takes you back to the alchemy crystal. And the peach and the crystal clear diamond light stop flowing. And now we are going to just bring through the pink diamond light to support your physical body. We ask you to drink of the water now. And what we are going to do this day, because we know this was quite intense, is we are going to do approximately, we are going to open up for some questions. We may not answer them all, but we are going to open up and allow some questions. But we won't answer them, we won't necessarily answer them all. So if you have any questions, you may type them into us. We are holding the energies these next 10 to 15 minutes as we continue to support you. You are still on your golden disc. You're still supported by these beings of light because your body has gone through quite a lot in terms of just bringing through this peach diamond light. If you wish, you may write in where you, what favorite place you went to, so that we may share. We won't say names, but we may share where some of you went. We will tell you that Anna Larai went to one of her favorite places. It is on the northern Vancouver Island, the Johnson Strait, where the whales are, Telegraph Cove. So we will share it because you might have guessed that's where she has gone. Another person went to Utah. And another to a botanical garden in the Dominican Republic. Another went to Hyde Park in London, a beach in Jamaica, Neyera Dam Kerala in India, the Llanos of Colombia, Lake Louise, Haida Gwaii. One says that was so powerful, anything I asked, they worked on. And I felt it strongly and emotionally, as well as deep grid work. And we would just say to you, beloveds, that when we do these, it is generally not, we would ask you not to work on the self. That is not the purpose of these. This is for the divine service. We always do some other pieces where you will receive benefit, but it is not about directing the guides or the energies. In this manner. Lake Michigan, Kauai, Lake Michigan again, Kruger Park in South Africa. Another went to a waterfall in Claremont, Vermont. Another was in a beach in Santa Martha in Colombia, Hawaii, Cape Hatter State Park in North NC. The south of France, Lake Titicaca, the Bay of New York in Maine, a fairy glen in North Wales, a beach overlooking the ocean in Victoria, Mount Shasta, Sedona, Croatia, island of KRK, two coves, Two covers, two coves, Yellow Point, Vancouver Island. Two coves, Blue Hole in Oklahoma, a pyramid in Mexico, a mountain in Peru. Beautiful, so many places.
The gateway to the Broken Group on the West Coast.
The Broken Islands on the west coast of Vancouver and the Dominican. Another went to Osoyoos, a park grove about near South Dakota. So, beloved ones, we thank you for all of this. Are there any questions that you have? Are there any questions that any of you would like to ask at this moment of us? How many of you, maybe a raise of hand or a yes or no, how many of you felt the strength of this energy today? Was it strong for you? And here with Analarai, there are hands raised. Yes, many of you felt the strength of this. Beautiful. And these are not the diamond lights that you can call on individually. It is the white, the pink, and the golden. And we would say to you that it makes sense. We hope you understand that being able to consciously call on these for up to 30 minutes consecutively each day is part of our thank you of allowing you or assisting you in shifting, because this is part of your own change and assist. And one is saying, do we run only the white through the to the grid? Right now, yes. Right now, the pink has never gone into the grids. And for a while, the gold did. But right now, it is not the the gold and the pink are not going in. Why was today a more favorable day than other days? We cannot answer that for you, beloved. And we know that was the Alan one asking. It is, we would simply say, the energetics allowed more to happen today. Do trees receive the diamond light as we connect to the unity grid? Everything receives the diamond light as you connect, and it runs through the grids. Yes, it was strong, but it felt good. Beautiful, beautiful. We are glad that so many of you could feel this. And what we want you to understand, when a new diamond light comes in, like it did 2 weeks ago, when you feel these moments and when we take a moment, it is another way of you understanding that things are shifting on planet Earth. Because each time this happens, it means that new potentials and possibilities are coming forth. And we don't always tell you that. We assume you know this. When doing the diamond light personally and before sleeping, do we ask for 30 minutes or do we just assume? Well, if you assume, you will not receive. You must ask. Whether it be in the daytime or before sleep, you must ask for your 30 minutes. And which other questions do any of you have? And we are going to change the subject slightly and share something with you. We want you to understand that we and other of guides of Anna LaRise have asked her to do various blogs of late. And if you have not gone onto her website and read the blogs about miracles and allowing and trust, and her latest one, there is much wisdom and information that allows you to see how the energetics work. So there is us and other guides who ask her to do these things. And so there is much opportunity for you to understand more. Not about the awakening per se, but about living and mastering and being in mastery with yourself and with energy and working with your guides. And another says, love you, Anna LaRai. Beautiful. We love her too. And another says, yes, the blogs are beautiful. When is the next live group gathering, do you think? Ah, this is interesting, for we were just speaking of this today. Right now, we understand in the country Anna Lorraine Christian Living in Canada that they're the what you call the borders are still closed. And so there is some discussion as to what will happen. There will be an Alchemy Heart Sanctuary in May. And we know that Anna Lorraine and Christian will do some of that live for those that live nearby. And the rest will be online. But right now, there is a gathering scheduled for September, but we don't. And that is really all we can say. It is from September 17th for 1 week. It will be online, and there is the possibility that there will be some in person, but we can't really say more than that because the ground crew haven't made the decisions on that. And one says, how does the Peach Diamond Light help the individual? We cannot, again, some of these things are difficult for us to answer. We are bringing through the energies of change for you. So it will affect you each differently. It might not affect you at all in the beginning, beloved one, but it is the energetic of alchemical transformation of change. Are the solar lights codes coming to Earth really the diamond light which we have been working with? Yes and no. Not in the way that you think they are, but these solar lights, these energies that are coming onto the planet, are also carrying frequencies or little bits of the diamond lights, but they are not the primary diamond light that we are working with. Can we run source light through the media? Well, we would say that that is not really up for you to do. Because it has a judgment in it that the media needs source light. And we would say that source light will go where source light is directed to go by source. And it is, we understand your frustration, but it is all part of the awakening. Because for the planet to truly awaken, individuals must awaken at deeper levels. People must learn to differentiate between the illusion and the reality, to see the difference or feel the difference with truth and manipulation or distortions. And that is all part of how you wake up individually when you learn to start feeling and sensing or hearing when it isn't all the same vibrations of love. The team on my disc are very coherent with this new Peach Diamond Light. I felt the strength, yet very expansive and familiar, soft, beautiful. And another says, the blogs are amazing, supplying us with much information. Thank you, Anna Lorraine. And another says, a different subject, would you consider Kashmir as a unique place for a country? Would you consider Kashmir as a unique place for a country? We don't understand your question, beloved one. We don't understand what you are asking. All right. And so what we would do as we are finishing up here is we just feel now as we gently, as the sphere, star sphere being, gently dissolves their merge, and the enlightened one and the angel disconnect from your heart, but they embrace you first. And Anna Lorraine gently dissolves the white diamond light ray, creating the group heart. And Mother Gaia gently dissolves the green, emerald green ray. And we ask the Christian one to gently dissolve the golden ray. And Anna Lorai now dissolves the purple ray. And your golden disc brings you back to your own time and space. And another says, gratitude for all involved with this beautiful activation, including Anna Lorai, Christian, the Alchemy Collective, Star Being, Ascended Master, Golden One, and the Angelic Circles of Lightland. Thank you so much. Today's call, as usual, was really lovely and supportive. And just feel now, beloved ones, as your golden disc brings you back to your own time and space. We thank you. We come at the time of transition for our planet and a people. And as you know, we come to co-create. We do not come to save. That is not our job. But it is our great pleasure to be with you on Tuesdays. And we look forward to our next Heart Sanctuary weekend when we can gather with you for a little more time. And to spending, those of you that wish, a week together in the September. Our blessings and love to each of you. We are the alchemy. Thanks, everybody. It's Anna Lorai. Thanks for being here. And just, I think the energies are pretty strong. Some of you might want to relax or lay down for 15 or 20 minutes before you get moving. Okay. Drink lots of water. And next Tuesday, just a reminder, is our evening call Pacific. So it's 6:30 Pacific time. All right. Have a great week. Bye for now.